所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角。我正观看这些角，见其中又长起一个小角。先前的角中有三角在这角前，连根被它拔出来。这角有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。我观看，见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者。他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火。从他面前有火向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。他坐着要施行审判，案卷都展开了。那时我观看，见那兽因小脚说夸大的话被杀，身体损坏，扔在火中焚烧。其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命却仍存留，直到所定的时候和日期。我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Melanie.
谢谢翻译。
Today we come to a very strange passage in the Bible.
今天这段经文是很独特的。
In this passage, Daniel has a vision of monstrous beasts.
在这段经文里，但以理在异象中看到几只很奇怪的大兽。
It sounds like something from a science fiction movie.
听上去就好像是科幻小说改编的电影一样。
Just now, we only read about the fourth and final beast.
刚刚念的经文讲述的是第四只，也就是最后一只巨兽。
But the earlier parts of this chapter describe three other monsters.
在第七章的头几节经文里还描述了其他三只怪兽的样子。
They too are called beasts, but they sound like strange mutant-like semi-animals.
经文描述他们为巨型的怪兽，是因为他们的样子很奇怪，就好像经过变异的那种奇怪的物种。
The first one starts as a lion with the wings of an eagle.
第一只巨兽是长得像狮子，有鹰的翅膀。
But then its wings are torn off.
但是它的翅膀被拔走了。
And it then stands upright on two feet.
它可以站起来，像人一样用两只脚站。
And it is given a human mind.
他还被给了一个人的一样的思想。
The next beast is a lopsided bear, which devours flesh and is described as chewing on three ribs.
第二只巨兽是一只熊，吞吃多肉，它的嘴里还嚼着三根肋骨。
Then comes a beast that looks like a leopard, with four wings and four heads.
然后第三只巨兽是像一只豹子，它有四个头，还有四对翅膀。
Then comes the fourth and final beast, which we read about earlier.
然后就是第四只巨兽，就是我们刚刚念过的。
It is not fully described, except that compared to the previous three beasts, this one is described as terrifying and frightening and very powerful, and it has large iron teeth.
经文里没有详细描述第四只巨兽的样子，只是说它和前面三只兽相比甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量。
It crushes, devours, and tramples its victims until there is nothing left of them.
它有大铁牙，吞吃嚼碎，所剩下的都用脚践踏。
It also has 10 horns.
这只兽还有十个角。
Now horns were an ancient symbol of strength and pride.
在古代的时候，角是力量和骄傲的象征。
A smaller horn springs up on the head of this beast and uproots three other horns.
在它们当中，后来又长出来一只小的角，把其他三只角连根拔起。
This horn has eyes like a human, and it has a mouth that makes great boasts.
这只角上面有像人一样的眼睛，还有口说夸大的话。
What in the world are we supposed to make of this strange scene?
我们该如何理解这奇怪的景象呢？
Does it mean anything for us today?
这对于生活在今天的我们还有什么意义吗？
And if so, how can we possibly understand it?
如果是的话，我们究竟该怎么明白它里面的含义呢？
Daniel's vision does indeed have a whole lot to say to us, even us who live more than 2,500 years later.
但以理看到的意象对于生活在今天2500年之后的我们还是很有意义的。
But to understand it properly, we need to keep in mind the main point.
但是为了更好地理解它，我们首先要分清楚这个意象的重点。
And the main point is not about these monstrous beasts.
我们在这里关注的并不是那些巨兽。
It is about the one who defeats them.
这里的重点是打败巨兽的那一位。
God Almighty and his representative on earth, the Son of Man.
那就是我们全能伟大的神，还有他取了人的样式来到世上，就是人子。
He will take center stage in this vision and in human history.
他才是这个意象的中心，也是我们整个人类历史的中心。
The main point of these visions in Daniel chapter 7 is that God is completely sovereign over all the evil that we encounter.
这个意象的中心就是告诉我们，对于我们所遇见的罪恶，神拥有绝对最高的主权。
He will judge all evil and he will completely destroy it.
神必定会审判罪恶，他也会最终摧毁罪恶。
Now Daniel was living in one of the most tumultuous periods of history.
那丹以理当时生活的时代背景是一个非常动荡不安、充满战乱的年代。
He had seen his own nation wiped out.
他看到自己的国家被敌人侵略。
He had seen that his own city was leveled to the ground.
他看到自己长大的城市被夷为平地。
He had been sent as an exile to the capital of the empire which had conquered them, Babylon.
他被掳流放到摧毁他家园的巴比伦人的首都。
There he was immersed in a foreign culture which despised his people and his God.
在那里，他被迫臣服于一个蔑视他同胞、蔑视他敬拜的神的那种异族文化之下。
Yet because of Daniel's faithfulness, he rose to a position as the highest advisor to the emperor.
但是因为他信靠神，但以理被高升，成为巴比伦国王的首席顾问。
Now when this vision came to Daniel, that emperor, Nebuchadnezzar, had recently died, and his successor did not care much about Daniel.
那当但以理看到这个意象的时候呢，很重视他的那个巴比伦国王刚刚去世，他的新的继位者并不很重视但以理。
This new emperor was Belshazzar, whom we heard about in chapter 5.
继位的新国王叫伯沙撒王，之前我们在但以理书第五章的时候已经读过他了。
He is the one who saw the writing on the wall.
他就是那一位国王看见墙上写字的那一位。
However, chapter 7, which we read today, backs up chronologically.
今天我们再看第七章，按照时间顺序又往回退了几年。
This vision comes during the first year of Belshazzar's reign.
今天这个意象就发生在伯沙撒王的元年。
It is a year of great change.
这一年巴比伦出现了很多重大的变更。
The mighty king Nebuchadnezzar, who trusted Daniel immensely, has recently died.
之前那位十分信任但以理又很有能力的尼布甲尼撒国王刚刚去世了。
Not only that, but a rival empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, is now on the rise.
不仅如此，与之敌对的马代波斯帝国正在迅速崛起。
For in the same year, King Cyrus takes control of that empire.
也就是在同一年，居鲁士王夺取了马代波斯的政权。
Babylon's days are numbered.
巴比伦余下的日子已经屈指可数了。
The writing is on the wall.
这个预言也已经写在墙上。
But Babylon ignored it.
但是巴比伦人选择忽略它。
Like Daniel, we also live in a very tumultuous and violent world.
其实和但以理一样，我们现在这个世代也是充满暴力，动荡不安。
We live in a world that is changing more quickly than anyone could have imagined.
现在这个时代是瞬息万变，变化的实在太快。
However, here in Vancouver, Canada, we live in one of the most peaceful and prosperous places in the world.
我们所处的温哥华，加拿大是现在世界上最和平繁荣的地方之一。
History has rarely seen anything like the peace and widespread wealth that we enjoy.
其实你纵观历史，很难找到有其他类似的地方可以这样和平繁荣，让我们在这里安居乐业。
It is very easy for us to be lulled into a false sense of security and safety while much of the world is in upheaval.
因此住在这里有时候让我们会陷入一种虚假的安全感，而忘了这个世界其实是非常不安，非常充满暴力的。
The first thing we need to learn from this vision in Daniel chapter 7 is that contrary to how things look, we actually live in a deadly spiritual battleground.
我们从但以理七章要学到的很重要的一点，就是跟表面上看到的和平相反，其实我们正处于非常危险的属灵战争当中。
We may feel like we are living in a tranquil time, but history may prove this to be just the eye of the storm.
我们可能觉得现在现实安稳，但其实历史会证明，现在这只是台风眼里的风平浪静。
We need to look beyond the surface of what we see around us.
我们的眼光不能只停留在我们所看到的周围的东西。
We need to look beyond appearances.
我们要学习透过表象来看到问题的本质。
There is a beast on the prowl.
我们的确是面临一只巨兽，它正在伺机而动。
And God's people are its favorite meal.
而我们神的子民就是它的猎物。
However, if we think that our main threat is political or economic,We will not recognize the true danger that we face.
那如果我们认为面临最大的威胁是来自经济或者政治方面，那我们就没有意识到真正的危险所在。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们面对的是属灵的战争。
The Bible clearly tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们并不是与属血气的征战。
We do not fight this battle with dollars or political maneuvering or military might.
我们不是靠经济实力、政治操控或者军事实力来打这场仗。
Rather, we fight this battle with the belt of truth.
而我们是要靠真理的腰带。
The breastplate of righteousness.
公义的护心镜。
With the good news of peace.
平安的福音。
With the shield of faith.
信德的盾牌
with the helmet of salvation,
救恩的头盔
and with the sword of the Spirit,
还有圣灵的宝剑
which is the word of God,
就是神的道
and we also wage this war by the power of prayer.
我们也要通过祷告的力量来打这场仗
We are in the center of a spiritual battle.
我们正身处在属灵战争的中心
and there is a beast on the prowl.
有一只巨兽正在伺机而动。
However, God is in control.
但是请记住，神掌权。
He is seated on his throne.
他坐在宝座为王。
And he will take care of all who are faithful to him.
神照顾所有信靠他的人。
Daniel's vision is not really about the beasts.
但以理的意象并不是关注于那些巨兽。
It is about the one who defeats the beast.
他真正关注的是打败巨兽的那一位。
And he is about to take center stage.
而那一位即将要走到舞台的中央。
In verse 9, the action slows right down.
在经文的第九节，整个节奏慢了下来。
We stop and watch as the heavenly custodians take time to set up thrones in the judgment hall of God.
我们就好像在看天上的审判堂里，天使在为神摆设宝座。
When all is ready, an ancient, timeless figure takes his place with the utmost dignity and poise.
当一切都准备就绪以后，那位亘古常在者就是神，带着至高的尊荣坐在宝座上。
He is not rushed.
他并不慌张。
He is not hurried.
他也不匆忙。
He is not worried by the beasts.
他毫不担心那些巨兽。
He is.The Ancient of Days.
他是亘古常在者。
This, of course, is God Almighty.
他就是全能的神。
Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他就是万军之耶和华，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He is the God of Daniel and his people.
他是但以理和他同胞的神。
And by his mercy, he is our God too.
借着他的恩典，他也是我和你的神。
God is not hurried.
神并不慌张。
And he is not worried.
他也并不匆忙。
He takes his place on the seat of judgment.
他坐在审判宝座上。
He has 100 million angels waiting to obey his every command.
他有不计其数的天使等候差遣来完成他的使命。
He is described as having a river of fire flowing from his throne.
他的前面有火向河发出。
His enemies will have no chance of withstanding him.
敌人在神面前是毫无反抗的余地。
Evil will be judged.
罪恶必定会被审判。
Wicked powers will be destroyed.
邪恶的势力也必定会被摧毁。
But all in God's time.
但是这些都会跟在神预定的时间发生。
The boastful horn on the greatest beast continues to boast.
那第四只兽头上的那只角继续说夸大的话。
But even as it does, this beast with its horns is destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire.
但即便如此，那只兽最后还是和它的脚一起被毁，扔在火中焚烧。
This beast is no match for God's river of fire.
这只兽在神面前毫无招架之力。
If you'll pardon me for making a pun in English, there's nothing left but a little roast beast.
如果我做一个搞笑的比喻，就是这只兽什么都没留下，就变成了一堆烤肉而已。
We do face enormous, intimidating evil in this world.
我们在这个世上的确会面对很多令人害怕的罪恶。
It seeks to devour our faith.
他们总是想方设法摧毁我们的信仰。
But God is in control.
但是神掌管万有。
The forces of evil are helpless before him.
罪恶的势力在神面前是毫无招架之力的。
God will protect his people and guard their faith.
神总是看顾他的儿女，保护他们的信心。
He will achieve the final, complete victory over evil at the time that he has appointed.
而且在神已经定好的时间内，他最终会完全战胜罪恶。
Our proof of this comes in the next section of Daniel's vision.
我们可以这么说的确据就是来自于接下来的章节。
In verse 13, we read of one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven.
在第十三节经文写到，有一位像人子的。
He receives rightful authority over all humanity.
他得了权柄，使万国万民全人类都侍奉他。
Over all nations and languages.
所有国家都会来侍奉他。
His kingdom is eternal.
他的国度将会永远长存。
Who is this son of man?
那么这位人子是谁呢？
Daniel, writing centuries before he came,doesn't know his name.
但以理写下这些话的时候，距离人子来到世上还有几个世纪的时间，所以但以理不知道他是谁。
But we do.
但是我们知道。
We know who it is who dared to call himself the Son of Man.
我们知道他是谁，他敢于宣称自己就是那位人子。
We know who it was who, when he faced the highest human authorities, when beastly agents.Of evil power asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
我们知道他是谁。当他面对犹太领袖那些邪恶势力问他，你是弥赛亚吗？你是那当称颂者的儿子吗？
He answered, "I am."
他回答说，我是。
And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
This is, of course, none other than Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God and Son of Man.
他不是别人，就是拿撒勒人耶稣，至高神的儿子，那位人子。
When Jesus gave the Jewish leaders this answer, they knew what he was referring to.
当耶稣这样回答犹太人领袖的时候，他们知道他在说什么。
They knew the Old Testament, and they knew how Daniel had written about one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven.
他们很熟悉旧约圣经，所以他们知道但以理曾经写过，有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来。
They knew that Jesus was claiming to be this particular son of man.
他们知道耶稣此刻就在宣告自己就是那位早就被预言过的人子。
The one prophesied about.
就是几个世纪以前已经预言过会来的人子。
The one who is given authority over all the world.
就是那位从亘古常在的父神得到权柄的人子。
The one given this authority by none other than God the Father, the Ancient of Days.
他得到的权柄就是来自至高父神。
They knew all this.
所有的犹太人领袖都明白他在说什么。
And so they crucified him.
所以他们把他钉在了十字架上。
The only other option open to them would have been to bow and worship him.
因为不然的话，这些犹太人唯一的选择就是要去相信他，敬拜耶稣。
The only other option was to repent and follow him.
那些犹太人唯一的选项就是要悔改来跟随耶稣。
But like the boastful horn, they chose to oppose him.
但是就好像那只说夸大的话的脚一样，这些犹太人选择来反对他。
And so they crucified him.
所以他们把耶稣送上了十字架。
What they did not know is that death could not hold the Son of Man.
但是他们不知道的是，死亡原不能将人子拘禁。
He rose victoriously on the third day.
第三日，他从死里得胜复活。
He conquered not only the beast with its horns, but humanity's greatest enemy, death.
他不仅战胜了那只带角的巨兽，他也战胜了人类最大的敌人，就是死亡本身。
He rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of the Father.
他从死里复活，现在就坐在至高神的右边。
He is preparing a home for us.
他还为我们预备了一个住处。
And he is returning soon.
而且他很快就会再来。
He is coming with the clouds of heaven.
他会驾着云。
With all the angel armies of the Ancient of Days.
同众天使一起荣耀降临。
Revelation proclaims, Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him.Even those who pierced him.
启示录一章七节说过，看哪，他驾云降临，众目都要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他。
Even those who put him on the cross will see him.
连那些把他钉十字架的人都会看见他。
Jesus, the Son of Man, will return and utterly destroy all the powers of evil that war against us.
耶稣就是人子，他必定会再来。最终摧毁那一切和我们征战的邪恶势力。
He will rule over all humanity.
他会主宰整个人类。
His rule will be one of harmony between all people groups.
他会给所有族群之间带来真正的和睦。
That is why we read in Daniel 7:14 that all nations and peoples of every language worshipped him.
这就是为什么但以理书七章十四节说到。各方各国各族的人都要侍奉他。
All the nations and languages and cultures of humanity are going to be united in worship of Jesus.
不同的国家、语言、文化都会团结合一，一起来敬拜耶稣。
And we get a foretaste of that here at Trinity every week.
每个礼拜在我们教会，我们就可以看到这个荣耀意象的预表在这里发生。
So what are we to do when we face evil in this world?
那当我们在这个世上遇到罪恶的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
For we do face a beastly, monstrous enemy who seeks to devour our faith.
因为我们确实有一个像巨兽一样的敌人，随时准备摧毁我们的信心。
Well, what was Daniel told to do?
那但以理被告知要怎么做呢？
In the very last verse of the book of Daniel,God instructs Daniel simply, As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
在整本但以理书的最后，神告诉他说，你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇，到了末期，你必起来，享受你的福分。
Daniel was told just simply, go your way till the end.
简单来说，神就是告诉但以理继续走你的路，直到最后。
In other words, continue to live faithfully, Daniel, as you always have.
换句话说，就是但以理，你要继续信靠神，敬虔度日。
If there's one characteristic we know about Daniel, it was that he was faithful in everything through thick and thin.
如果我们要用一句话来概括但以理，他就是一个非常敬虔爱神的人，不管任何情况。
Though he rose to a position of power, he never used his position to manipulate or to benefit himself.
尽管他被提升到高位，但是他从来没有利用职权给自己谋取任何私利。
He just simply obeyed God.
他只是单纯地顺服神。
And he did so whatever the cost.
他只是单纯地顺服神，不管代价如何。
The spiritual battle is won by faithful obedience to God.
我们要打赢属灵的战争，就是要忠诚地顺服神。
By depending on His strength day by day.
就是要靠神的力量来过每一天。
As we seek to give witness to His good news.
我们还要努力为福音做见证。
And as we treat everyone with love.
用爱心来对待每一个人。
It is the faithful ones, not the beastly ones, who will inherit the kingdom.
因为只有敬虔的人才能承受神的国，像巨兽那样是不行的。
As Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
主耶稣也说过，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
It is the faithful who will inherit the kingdom, not those who cooperate with the beastly powers of this dark world.
只有敬虔的人才能承受神的国，那些和这个世界的黑暗权势妥协的人是不行的。
We have nothing to fear from them.
我们不需要惧怕。
Daniel saw some pretty strange things.
但以理在异象中看到了一些很不寻常的景象。
And they are a true picture of what is going on even today behind the scenes.
而这些画面对于我们现在这个时代仍然适用。
But we need not fear.
但是我们不需要害怕。
For the main point is about who takes center stage.
因为在这里的重点是谁才是这个舞台上的主角。
And that is Jesus, the Son of Man.
那就是人子主耶稣。
He will return and bring in God's complete victory over all the forces of evil.
他必定会再来，带着神的荣耀战胜所有的黑暗权势。
This he has already accomplished.Through his death and resurrection.
他已经通过他的受死和复活完成这一点了。
So we need not to live in fear.
所以我们不需要再活在惧怕当中。
We can be happy.
我们应当要喜乐。
We can rejoice.
我们应当欢喜快乐。
For our Lord is King.
因为我们的主是得胜君王。
And he will return to judge the earth.
他必定会再来审判全地。
And he will take us with him.To his eternal home.
而且他还要带我们一起和他回到永恒的天家。
Let us sing together a hymn that declares this victory.
让我们接下来一起来唱。